Shalom, this is Billy Brimmon, the voice of One Witness Radio Broadcast, and today we are offering you a Billy Brimm classic, one that was made years ago. In my ministry, I trust it'll bless you.
In verse 25, this is the key verses. These are the key verses of all the book. Christ also loved the ecclesia and gave himself for her, that he might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of water by the word. You see, that is the Eastern preparation of the bride. Just as we read there with Esther, how she was being washed and prepared, he's washing and preparing us with his holy word. Have you been washed with the word? Has the washing of the word changed you? Has it softened you? Has it made you more desirable? Or are you mean and take the word to cleave people to pieces? No, dear God, no. That is not the purpose of the word of the living God. For it is the word in its spirit that is to change us from glory to glory until we are a fit bride for the most wondrous bridegroom ever there was. He loved the ecclesia and gave himself for her, that he might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of water by the word, that he may present her to himself. There is a great presentation day awaiting us. Woo! A real day, a moed, when we will be presented to him, that he may present her to himself, a glorious church. I know that there will be a time before we leave the earth that we will literally glow with the glory of his presence. Because the Bible says that he comes into us, Christ in you, the hope of glory. And the glory of God is the presence of God. And then the Bible says we are changed from glory to glory as we look into this water of the Word, and the Holy Ghost changes us. We look in the Word and we yield to the Spirit, and we are changed from glory to glory to glory to glory till more and more of His holy presence overcomes us. And I know that as we are ready to go out of here, as it gets nearer and nearer and nearer, I've heard those old timers prophesy that our faces are going to be shining with the glory of God. We are going to go on the streets and they are going to see the glory of the Lord. We will have, of course, everything that the type had. We will have, that's what's happening. You don't separate the gold from the glory. The first mention of glory in the Bible is when Jacob was at Laban's, and Laban's sons were jealous over all Jacob's prosperity and over the cattle and everything that he had. And he said, from our father, they said, you've got all this glory. Many places in the Bible it likens the silver and the gold to the glory. The glory of the latter house, Haggai, shall be greater than the glory of the former house. The silver is mine and the gold is mine. He put it right in there. And as the church now, as the church is getting ready to go out of here glorious, the gold is coming to her too. And in that type, in Psalm 105, it said, he brought them forth with silver and with gold, and there was not one feeble among their tribes. A praying woman, Sister Rachel Tiefenthaler, has seen how the church will be in this time, and she said she saw sickness and disease try to approach us, and it rolled off us like water off a duck's back. The bride must be fit for the bridegroom. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. that he might present her to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she should be holy and without blemish. Verse 30, for we are members of his body, of his flesh, and of his bones. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall be joined unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the Ecclesia. This is one of the great mysteries that we're praying about now. This is the one of the great plans of God, is the preparation for the bride of the second Adam. You know, in the Hebrew, in the first Adam, the Bible says that he created Adam and he made him male and female. He named them Adam. And then there came that time of the dividing. Now, you can look in some concordances and it will tell you that the word Selah is the rib, but the oldest root of that word is side. One side of the first Adam was female and one side of the second Adam was male. And God separated them. And there was then that first Adam, and then in the separation, and in the last Adam, which is our Lord Jesus Christ, you're going to see the coming back again of that bride to that bridegroom, that last Adam coming back together, bless the Lord. One side of him. We are that one side of him. We are that bride, bless the Lord. Some people say, well, if the head is male, the body is male. But the head of Adam was both male and female in its beginning. And even our marriages show it. When we marry on earth, the Bible says you become one flesh. It doesn't say you become one spirit except one spirit in the Lord. If you're joined to the Lord, you can be one spirit. But if a born-again spirit and an unborn-again spirit get together, they're not one spirit. But they can still be one flesh. Do you see that? Bless the Lord. Now, there is this joining, there is this union that we see in this bridegroom. Out of Adam's side, of course, was taken his bride, and out of the riven side of the Lord was taken the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And there will come this great mystery. It says here, this is a great, let's read it again, verse 30. For we are members of his body and of his flesh and of his bones. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall be joined unto his wife, and they two shall be one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the Ecclesia. He is speaking here of the church being the bride of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. And all that it means. Oh, you know, he called himself the bridegroom. John called him the bridegroom. But I want to look at this word present, because I'm always thinking, where are we? What's next? Every time I see them fighting over Jerusalem, the Bible says that the last battle is going to be over Jerusalem. Every time they're fighting over there and they're fighting again, they're building on Har Homa again. I was at Har Homa this year. And they're fighting again, and every time they have a vote in the UN over who gets Jerusalem, I say, glory to God, we're getting close here. They're already fighting over what the Bible says the last battle will be over. Zechariah 12:1, Zechariah 14 tells you even Jesus is going to come and the Antichrist will have surrounded Jerusalem, but Jesus will come and deliver them and put his feet down on that mountain. Glory be to God. These things are real, and these things are very imminent in our future. Hallelujah. Now, bless the Lord. Presentation day. I love to read the presentation scriptures. Now, here's one of them. He's going to present her to himself. Now, turn to Jude, and let's read another presentation scripture. Jude, the last of Jude. Jude is just before Revelation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jude 24. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, hallelujah, and to present you faultless before the presence of His glory with exceeding joy. We are going to be presented on presentation day, faultless in His glory. Woo! Without a spot or a wrinkle. Glory! Another place you can read about the presentation day is 2 Corinthians 11. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I'm depending on you to take me wherever you want me to go in this. 2 Corinthians 11:2. Paul, writing, said, "Thank you, Father. For I am jealous over you with godly jealousy, for I have espoused you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to the Anointed One." To me, that scripture right there is enough. He has espoused us to that husband, and we are to be presented unto Him. Hallelujah! Not a harlot out here worshiping something else in the world, but the Lord Jesus Christ, our love, our adoration. Hallelujah! Bless the Lord. Now, I'm often thinking about what's coming up, you know. And I have little books around my house for my grandchildren. I have 8 grandchildren. Actually, I have 9. One of them is coming pretty soon. Bless the Lord. But I've got 5 grandchildren between the ages of 5 and 9. And they're a funny little bunch, you know. And so I took them all for a week at one time this summer. Well, I have to do it when I have a week off because I'm traveling all the time. So this was my grandmother week. And in my grandmother week, I just let them play and have great fun around my house. And I cook for them, and we sit and we eat our meals around the same round oak table that their mothers and daddies ate around when I was bringing up my 4 children. Now, they put on plays, they do all kinds of things, and I listen in to them, you know. And I heard one of the little girls saying, when she got excited or something, she'd say, "Oh, God. Oh, God." And I just didn't like the way that she was saying it. She didn't seem to be mean or anything, but I figured she'd picked it up at school. And I want her to respect the Lord. I want all of them to respect the Lord's name, you know, and not to use it in vain in any way. And so I decided to have a teaching session that day at the table. And so we were eating macaroni. They love macaroni. And we were eating our macaroni, and so I was telling them about the rapture. We often talk about this. And we'll hear the sound of the trumpet, and then what will happen? And then I said, then we're going to go to the judgment seat of Christ. So we're soon going to hear that, and then we will go first to the judgment seat of Christ, where we will receive our reward for what work is done in this body. Bless the Lord. And also, turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, 3. Hallelujah. Is that where I want to go? Yeah, there it is.
Shalom, this is Billy Brim. I hope you enjoyed the classic that you heard today. Call us at 1-800-972-3447 if you would like to have a copy of it on CD. Shalom, shalom.